It's Friday, July 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. One big thing to know today. Let's talk cloud PC because Windows 365 is here. The details and a big dose of why do you care? This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft's Inspire event was this week, and let's cover two announcements out of the event. First, a preview of Azure Active Directory Privileged Identity Management integration with Azure Lighthouse. The idea is just-in-time access to Azure services, and it lasts up to 8 hours, after which the partner is removed from the system. This only-on-demand security is part of a zero-trust-style implementation. But the big news is Windows 365. Referred to as a cloud PC, it's a fully cloud-based desktop experience that runs on top of Azure Virtual Desktop and will be available August 2nd. Pricing has not been revealed. You can connect to your cloud PC from any device, so that includes Macs, iPads, Linux, and the like. Deployment can be managed via Intune. Two versions, Enterprise and Business. Enterprise is designed and capable of being integrated with Microsoft Endpoint Manager, where Business is for individual users and small businesses who need it standalone. Diagnostics, statistics, and complete management plus security configuration of devices is done directly from Endpoint Manager. There's a watchdog service for running diagnostics and providing alerts when checks fail. Users connect using a standard remote desktop client or an embedded client in a browser. The product includes rollback, so you can get back to previous versions of files, for example, instant boot, ability to pick back up from another device right away, and full customization. Also noted, it's a zero-trust architecture, including cloud storage of data, multi-factor authentication, conditional access policies, least privilege access, security baselines, and in data encryption during transit and storage. Management of the deployment is integrated into Microsoft Endpoint Manager. One of the motivating forces? Microsoft noticed that 80% of their Azure Virtual Desktop users were using a third party to help manage their installations. Microsoft is specifically citing the product for Business from one person all the way up to thousands of employees. The differentiation, ease of use, and management. So, why do we care? I'm spending a whole episode on this because I think we care a lot. Microsoft is taking away a lot of the actual management of devices with this move. You can build a complete Windows environment that runs entirely on top of another environment that you likely don't care about. It can be entirely unmanaged. Or simple. Chromebooks, iPads, take the complexity away from a user or give them the actual flexibility. For most users, if you simplify down to a browser, an Office suite, and web access, you're done for most, and you don't have any of the annoying overhead of a full modern computer with the PC and OS on top of it. In this configuration, Microsoft Endpoint Manager is your RMM, and it enforces policy against the operating system as an approach rather than agent added to the operating system. This puts in context of my recent comments about RMM. Why add an attack vector when you don't need to anymore? Now project out a possible Chromebook competitor. Dream of a Surface device that just runs remote desktop. Here you have a fully managed experience even without having to control the endpoint. Even today, this makes every virus-infested home computer now a viable option for small businesses to use. And that example proves the new model. A business can run entirely in Microsoft's cloud in a controlled, managed way, yet also not trust any endpoints. That's the zero-trust architecture cited, and this is a simple way to accomplish that goal. Does this instantly change the landscape? No, but yes. Sure, your day-to-day operation didn't change, but a direction is pretty clear on the way you should be heading if you want to change the game for security. A zero-trust architecture is within reach. I'm redoing my own threat calculus on this. Are you? Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny, endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech this weekend, an interview discussing the new National Society of IT Service Providers and their proposed legislation. Catch that this weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.